Hi, I'm Walter Spires, and this is today's Truth Worth Remembering. Today I wrap up part 4 of the Deliver Us from the Evil One series. It's entitled Satan versus Jesus. Today we look at Satan's third and final defeat that has the greatest impact for us as Christians. I will give you a quick overview of a couple of interesting subplots that led up to this that involve satanic possession. Matthew 16:23 was the incident when Jesus was talking about him going to Jerusalem to die, and Peter jumped up and said, "Absolutely not. There's no way you're going to do that. We won't let that happen." And Jesus turned and rebuked him and said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." There's debate as to whether or not that was actual possession or just Satan influencing the mind of Peter. With Judas, we're told the same thing, that Satan possessed Judas, and in another verse, it was suggestions planted in his mind, betrayed Jesus. I want to end this by briefly looking at the crucifixion of Jesus. We know from John 19 and all the other accounts of the crucifixion, when Jesus finally breathed his last and gave up his spirit, he was dead. There must have been celebrating among Satan and all the demons because they thought they had finally defeated Jesus once and for all. Couldn't kill him as a child, couldn't defeat him in the temptations, but now he's actually dead and his work is finished and failed. Not so fast, as one sportscaster used to say. We know that Jesus, in fact, rose from the dead. The resurrection is the most critical part for us as Christians. In 1 John 3:8, John wrote this, "The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the work of the devil." And in 1 Corinthians 15:15-16, we're told, indeed, Jesus conquered death by his resurrection, but since there were those who didn't believe in resurrection, he explained in unbelievably clear terms that if there is no resurrection, then we are all dead and lost in our sin. That if there is no resurrection, even Jesus is still dead. And then he adds these words, and if there is no resurrection, we are most of all to be pitied. But hallelujah and praise God, Jesus Christ is risen indeed, and that is the most decisive defeat of Satan and truth worth remembering for Christ's sake. Amen. To learn more about how you can become a Christian, grow in your walk with the Lord, donate to help keep this ministry going strong, and receive freely of all the biblical content, video, audio, and written, go to onlyjesus.life. That's onlyjesus.life.